Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. And yes, don't let that screen fool you. That is our next guest. And we are talking to entrepreneurs every day. And not everyone dresses up like this one, that's for sure, since COVID-19. And I'm looking forward to talking to them. It's Hakan Şitrolu, the co-founder and president of XR Terra. How did I do?
You did great. Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Well, now that we've moved off your name, I don't have to do that again. Tell us about XR Terra.
Of course. XR is a term we're going to start hearing a lot more, probably starting, you know, early next year. It stands for extended realities, which encompasses virtual reality and augmented reality. It's an amazing world that's coming, starting this decade. It's going to create over $1 trillion worth of global impact, and it's going to interact with our everyday life. As this massive industry is brewing, the primary driver is going to be talent shortages, because we need skilled software developers, skilled designers to be able to create these experiences that we're going to have. And XR Terra is the first in the US skills accelerator trying to get our workforce ready for what's coming in this decade and beyond.
I'm glad you made the connection between the new technology and our workforce, because I assume you're saying that this technology is going to affect the way we're designing and building things. This is not just for games.
No. The best analogy I heard, Jeffrey, over the last year or so, we moved from a web environment to a mobile environment. We all got our cell phones, and then it moved on to devices and your Apple Watch, etc. Now it's going into this immersive and 3D worlds. So for that, we're definitely going to need people with the skills to create that new worlds, which we are not really sure what it's going to look like yet. And also using virtual reality and augmented reality to skill people in, you know, trades like, you know, HVAC, welding, electrical, plumbing. It's going to be also have a huge impact on vocational training as well, which is one of the areas that excites me the most.
So let's go into the area that excites you the most, vocational training, because that's been a big topic in America. A lot of people feel that the Americans have fallen behind, let's say, countries like Germany when it comes to technical training. So sort of give me a picture of what we're potentially looking at, because there is a very large segment of the American population that has to be re-educated regardless of new technology.
Absolutely. So where we started seeing XR a lot is in corporate settings in the HR world, where people are being trained in diversity training, empathy training, etc. The reason I'm looking into vocational areas as well, and the XR Terra in itself is almost like a workforce skills training to get people in. But also imagine, you know, in the next 3 to 5 years, the numbers for the welder shortage, people who's going to be needed to build bridges and infrastructure for welders, is approaching, you know, in the 300,000 to 500,000 people numbers. China started a project last year to train 10,000 welders using virtual reality in about 3 months' time versus 9 to 12 months that would have taken that kind of a scale to do that. So I think XR is going to bring a big scale to the game of workforce development.
Well, that's really, so usually when there's a new technology, there's a push to not accept new technology. Can you tell us about, well, we're seeing that, you know, in terms of the election, you know, the powers for change, the powers to not accept change. That's human nature. Can you tell us about that force that you might be dealing with on both sides?
Of course. One of the big drivers, as we also started seeing this year, you start hearing about 5G, 5G, 5G. 5G is going to make the devices a lot lighter and a lot less expensive than what it is today. An average virtual reality headset, Facebook just came out with their latest line at $299, basically $300. So that's continues to dropping. The augmented reality glasses, Microsoft, Magic Leap, these are still in the $2,000, $3,000 range. So part of the hesitancy has been the price has been very high to adopt in the masses. But the tech companies you'll see start pushing this. Apple is probably 2 years away from coming out with the Apple Glass. So the glasses you're wearing now is going to be started to become smart glasses in the next 2-3 years. And it becomes everyday life, and we're not going to be able to resist, because it's just like we cannot live without our cell phones now. You're not going to be able to live without your smart glasses. One prediction from a tech company, they said, look, we're in the last few years of having an actual smartphone, and everything is going to move basically to a wearable on our face, you know, in the coming few years. So I think in time, the hesitancy is going to go away. And, you know, if it speeds up our interaction, our everyday life in a Zoom world, you know, people are already started having meetings in virtual environments. So it's coming.
So you're making my imagination play. And I've always assumed that the person behind these glasses was not necessarily wearing smart glasses. But with these smart glasses, you're saying I won't need my phone. I may not need my laptop. I can be doing meetings via my glasses.
Exactly.
Wow.
You know, imagine you're now getting your notifications, and, you know, in part, you know, in the left side, you know, in the room, similar to Minority Report, where Tom Cruise was like, you know, moving things in the air. Those days are like coming. A lot of applications are being done. Or even like as you're talking to someone, you know, based on their public profile, you may start, you know, getting notification and say, hey, look, you know, ask them about their, you know, family, or maybe they just had a birthday, etc. So a lot of that elements of information is going to come into our vision. And with the glasses, it's going to be augmented into the real life rather than us putting glasses where it takes us into a virtual environment.
So, you know, I'm getting a little bit older. I remember when people had big cell phones. I remember old TV sets too. I saw a picture this week of an old TV set from the behind 1960s TV. And someone said, does anybody remember what this is? How long do you think it's going to be before people like me are going to be wearing smart glasses every day as an everyday item?
My prediction is, you know, the good ones will start coming out within the next 2 years. Just like the first version of, like, I remember I waited until the third generation iPhone and the second generation is Apple Watch, etc. So I suspect around 2025, you know, that most people will start at least experimenting with them. And within 2025 to 2030, I think it's going to be an everyday wear.
That's really quite interesting. And do you see new players other than, let's say, the Samsungs and the Apples getting into this, or do you expect them to dominate this category or not even be in it?
I think, you know, Apple, Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft are the ones to watch as usual. And yes, Samsungs, Lenovo's of the world. And you have, you know, at least a dozen or so new companies coming up in the augmented reality worlds. And, you know, as I looked at Facebook when they bought Oculus, everybody was like, what are they trying to do? But as I look at the end of this decade, I think Facebook is going to be primarily a extended reality company where most of the meetings or the social media is going to be in a virtual world. And the entertainment companies or the mobile companies like the Verizons, T-Mobiles of the world have to be playing part of this, because 5G is going to be the accelerant, you know, for all that powerful data to be coming into something as simple as our glasses. So let's watch for those. And I'm sure some great startups are on their way to create, not maybe the hardware per se, but definitely in the content play and the media play, newcomers will be coming very soon.
You know, it's all very exciting. Although I just had an image of people crashing their cars, you know, concentrating on their glasses, and how we're going to sort of cope with these things, I guess, is part of what we're going to figure out. Is it going to be on the dashboard of your car, you know, and how all this is going to work? But it all is all very exciting, and we, you know, I hope to see how Xterra is going to fit into this new reality. you know, and maybe you'll come back and you'll continue to explain that to us. But until then, because we always have a short time, how do people find Xterra IOU so that they can learn more?
So what we've been doing is we're doing a lot of direct to individual marketing. We've been finding the, as someone who had a computer science major and now working at a job, but they realize that they need to upskill themselves. Or we're looking for people with the design backgrounds to also come into our 12-week boot camps to be able to upskill, especially for the designers. This is going to create a much higher income stream as more tech gets involved with their world. And XR is a very interdisciplinary field. So where we're going to be having to have the designers work very closely with the software development side. And in the new year, we're also launching a business course that's going to be a 6-week course where the corporate world, as well as the small businesses, could learn what is it going to mean for the healthcare companies, the retailers, the biotechs of the world, for them to understand and start adopting XR in a way. So, and many partnerships are in the way. So bigger players is interested in working with us to distribute our courses to a much bigger audience globally.
Well, all very interesting, Hakan. And I remind everybody, if you are interested in it, just I guess type in your browser, Xterra, T-E-R-R-A.
Xterra.com. Right. You can find me on LinkedIn. And I'm sure the show may include my name. So I think it's, you know, you can easily find me. And please feel free to reach out to me with any questions. I've been primarily using LinkedIn. Makes life a lot easier than email. And I'm sure I'll send you guys my phone number. If anybody wants to call me, they can do that as well.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to having you come back again and discussing more on this topic. All quite exciting.
Thank you. Looking forward to it as well.
The whole area of augmented reality. Remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name, again, is Jeffrey Davis. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories.